Residents are in shock. Some rush to the site where moments ago a helicopter crashed, but there is little they can do. Among those confirmed dead was Ukrainian Interior Minister Denis Motarstirsky, who was just 42 years old. Authorities said he died alongside his first deputy minister, state secretary, children and others. Monastirsky, one of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's longest-serving political advisors, is the highest-profile Ukrainian casualty since the war began. He is among over a dozen people who died Wednesday in the helicopter crash near a kindergarten and apartment blocks in the suburb of Brovary, east of Kiev, the capital. Dozens more were injured, including many children. A visibly upset man explained what had happened. The helicopter made three circles over the Fora supermarket chain. It flew into the center, started descending sharply, hit it, caught fire, and that was it, he recalls. Ukrainian President Zelensky described the early Wednesday crash as a terrible tragedy and a black mourning. Britain and the United States were among others expressing shock and condolences over the tragedy. There were no immediate indications that Russia's military had attacked the helicopter, which invaded Ukraine in February last year. But Ukraine's SBU State Security Service said it was following several possible causes for the crash, including sabotage and a technical malfunction or breach of flight rules. With key security figures now dead, it became even more challenging for Ukraine to end relentless Russian attacks on infrastructure and other civilian sites. On Wednesday, Pope Francis condemned a Russian missile strike on an apartment building that killed 45 people in the eastern city of Dnipro at the weekend. The Pope called the attack, which also killed young children, heartbreaking. Yet there were no signs that peace would emerge soon in the nearly 11-month conflict. Though his military suffered massive casualties, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he has no doubt that a Russian victory in Ukraine is inevitable. He told workers at a weapons factory in St. Petersburg that Moscow's actions in Ukraine were intended to stop a war raging in eastern Ukraine for many years. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.